Welcome to the 21st episode of Egg Timer Philosophy, a podcast where philosophical ideas are scrambled up in about 5 minutes. Today's episode will highlight the idea of dogastic voluntarism, a topic that has received a lot of attention from contemporary philosophers who think about knowledge and other areas of epistemology. Now, dogastic voluntarism has a complicated sounding label, but the idea is pretty simple. It's basically just the idea that people have freedom or control over their beliefs. Now, at first, it might just seem obvious that, of course, we have freedom and control over our beliefs. If I wake up and decide to go for a jog and then go take the jog, then it sure seems like I had freedom over the belief to go out jogging. Simple enough. But the problem is that the vast majority of our beliefs, especially those which involve the empirical world, don't seem to be under our voluntary control at all. To see why this is the case, simply focus for a moment on your surroundings right now. Perhaps you are inside sitting in a chair and drinking a mug of coffee while listening to this podcast. Fine and well, you could have a lot of different beliefs here. You could believe that a coffee mug appears in front of you. You could believe that you're listening to a podcast. You could believe that the last drink of coffee you took burnt your tongue and you feel pain. But you didn't voluntarily decide to have any of those beliefs. You didn't decide to believe, for instance, that you're listening to a podcast at this moment. Instead, it seems that you're compelled in a non-voluntary way, because of your empirical surroundings, to believe that you're listening to a podcast right now. Try as you might, you can't believe that you're not listening to a podcast right now. The empirical world compels you to believe otherwise. If your beliefs were completely voluntary, then you could just choose to genuinely assert that the coffee mug, for example, does not appear to be in front of you, and you could pass a polygraph to that effect. But the problem is, you likely can't. This matters a lot because beliefs based upon our empirical surroundings constitute the vast majority of our beliefs, perhaps well over 95% of them, or even some higher figure. So then, if that's the case, the vast majority of our beliefs are things that we pretty clearly don't have any voluntary control over. And the case might be even stronger against dogastic voluntarism if all of our beliefs can be traced back to empirical origins that compel us to hold certain beliefs. But the case for voluntary belief is not completely closed, even if the door is shut most of the way. Many of the important beliefs that we hold, from which we form our notion of self-identity, for instance, aren't clearly empirical in nature. A person could believe that they love their child, or that being a courageous person is essential to living the good life. And perhaps those can be voluntarily chosen, even if most of the beliefs that we have are not. But once it's clear that the vast majority of our beliefs are not voluntarily chosen, it's worth asking, what creates an exception for certain types of beliefs, or what could create that exception? One possibility might involve the idea of desire. Now, desire doesn't seem to play a role with empirically based beliefs. The world presents itself to us through our five senses, and our interaction with it compels certain beliefs within us. I might desire to be staring at a coffee mug, but regardless, that desire doesn't seem to impact my belief about whether I am staring at a coffee mug. But perhaps things are different with certain beliefs. My desire to be a loving parent could play a crucial role in whether or not I believe I am a loving parent. Now, someone who rejects voluntarism, surrounding belief, will likely just say that my desire in such a case is not voluntary. Perhaps that seems at least a controversial claim and open to dispute. We get the interesting result here that freedom, as it relates to belief, might ultimately only exist if we can have desires that we freely create for ourselves, and the status of that is unclear at best. Now, it's important to note here that belief is not action. So even if we do not voluntarily control our beliefs, or at least many of them, that won't necessarily imply that we lack freedom over the things that we do. It seems like I can act in ways that run contrary to the beliefs that I have. But even that gets complicated fairly quickly. If actions are not based upon beliefs, then what are they based upon? Again, maybe the notion of desire or inclination here can help provide an answer that offers some distance between voluntary belief and the actions that we freely perform. As one last example, consider the belief that God exists. For many people, that's a pretty important belief, and I suspect that most theists would say that it is a belief that they have freely and voluntarily formed. It seems somehow cheapened or just worth less if the belief is compelled in the same way that we are compelled to believe that the coffee cup appears in front of us. But at the same time, can a devout theist really just flip a switch and genuinely assert, through voluntary choice, that they simply no longer believe in God? I'm skeptical that that's possible. And it's also worth noting that in many faith traditions, those who believe in God are often compelled, in some type of sense, to believe. For example, when Saul falls off his horse on the road to Damascus and experiences something like a beatific vision and becomes the Apostle Paul, his belief in God sure seems compelled by the events surrounding him at the time. Could Paul or Saul really just choose not to believe after such an experience? Not sure. It is also the case that this delicate question of voluntariness and belief applies just the same to an atheist. Just as theistic belief might not be something a person can voluntarily turn on and off like a light switch, neither might be the belief that God does not exist. So where are we left? Well, we're left in a place where we can say pretty confidently that most beliefs are not a function of our voluntary choices, and that the jury is out as to whether any beliefs arise from voluntary choice at all. Perhaps an idea such as desire can be used to salvage the link between freedom and belief, but even that's not entirely clear. Perhaps one lesson here is that we should probably show more grace and kindness to those with different beliefs than we hold, because in many cases, neither of us might have had much choice in the matter. Until next time on Egg Timer Philosophy, wishing you good philosophical vibes.